Andrew got ready faster than me, but he still missed the bus too. He was closer, but he still didn't make it.
That's right. Missing it by a hair is still missing it. Hi, my name is Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm glad you're here. Yes, sadly, it's that way with heaven, too. People who go to church every week and try to be good may seem to be closer to God, but they're not. As impressive as they might seem, the good things they do are not going to save them. They need to learn to trust in Jesus in order to be saved. We all do. See, without Jesus, we miss out on having a relationship and eternal life with God, no matter how good we are. It's just like it says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. By grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works. In other words, we can't be saved by being good. We all need Jesus. Well, let's take a listen to our story today. It's called Missed by a Hair. Andrew dashed out the door and ran down the street toward the bus stop. When he heard the long blast of a horn, he knew the bus was already there, and he hurried even faster. But as he approached the corner, he saw the bus driving away. There was nothing he could do but run back home. "We missed the bus," he told his sister Caitlin, who was just coming out the door. "This is the third time this month you've missed the bus," Mom said as she drove the kids to school a little later. "From now on, please be ready on time."
"Well, I was way ahead of Caitlin," said Andrew. "I just missed it by a hair."
"Maybe so, but being closer didn't help," said Mom. "You still didn't make it on the bus."
"Yeah, Andrew, you missed it, same as me," said Caitlin. "It's just like my teacher at church said."
Andrew gave her a puzzled look.
"Your teacher said we'd miss the bus? I don't believe it."
Caitlin laughed.
"No, silly. She said people who go to church every week and try to be good may seem to be closer to God than other people, but they're not. The good things they do won't save them. They need to trust in Jesus, just like everyone else. Without him, they're going to miss out on having a relationship and eternal life with God, no matter how good they are."
"That sounds like my friend James," said Andrew. "He doesn't swear or lie or disobey the teachers like other kids do, so he thinks he's okay. I've tried to tell him it doesn't matter how good you are compared to others. We all need Jesus." But he doesn't seem to get it.
"Maybe he does behave better than the other kids," said Mom, "but that's not enough to save him from sin. The only way for any one of us to have a relationship with God and eternal life is by trusting Jesus as our Savior."
Andrew nodded. "Maybe missing the bus this morning was a good thing, because now I have something to help me explain that to James." Seeing the look on his mother's face, he quickly added,
"But I'll be on time for the bus from now on."
So how about you? Do you think you'll go to heaven when you die just because you behave better than other kids? It's good not to do wrong things like cheat, tell lies, or treat others badly, but it won't get you into heaven. The Bible says you can't be saved by being good. Only those who trust Jesus as their Savior will go to heaven. For more information about trusting Jesus as your Savior, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on the Keys for Kids print devotional, page 108. Our key verse today, by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works. That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And our key thought today, you can only be saved through Jesus. Yep, there's something going on down Gilead Lane. A mysterious new neighbor has everyone talking. But what's the real story? Michael and Brooke hunt down the truth about Crazy Grace. To discover how God helps them through all the drama, head over to keysforkids.org and then click shop to pick up the first season of Down Gilead Lane. I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.